Kondo, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Kondo, the magician. Before our play begins, we would like to take a moment, and I mean just a brief moment, to say something that will help those who have clothes to wash. Our suggestion is that you use White King granulated soap. Put White King in your washing machine. If your husband happens to do heavy, dirty work, if his overalls and jumpers and work shirts have made you work and washing trouble, you'll not only like what White King does, you'll say, "I love that soap." And your hands, the hands you'd like to keep young and lovely, how kind White King will be to them, the only hands you'll ever have. And listen, save White King box tops. You're going to want them for something you're going to hear about on this program. Well, now the moment is up. On with Kondo, the magician. By means of occult powers gained in the Far East, Frank Chandler has succeeded in releasing his sister from the strange spell under which she had fallen in the sinister temple of black magic. The following afternoon, he encounters a man from the desert who, under pretext of selling him a valuable paper, attempts his life. Chandler ties him up and leaves with the paper, certain at last that he is on the trail of the long-missing Robert Regent. In the early evening, Chandler and Princess Naji have met again in the secret room in the Egyptian pyramid. Kondo, the magician.
I don't want Dorothy to hear this, Naji, but you have to know it.
She will not hear if she has gone with Bob into the room of the sun god.
I wouldn't have brought them up here with me, but I don't like to leave them at the hotel, especially after last night. You were pretty upset, poor kids.
I knew something was wrong when I telephoned to you. It was Dorothy.
Yes, it was.
Oh, she was so strange. I heard her tell you she could not speak with me.
It was because of what happened down there in the tunnel.
The Temple of Black Magic.
Naji, did you know that when you told us about it?
I feared it, Kondo.
I don't understand this. How could you know anything of black magic?
It was because of Roxor.
Roxor?
Kondo, I have told you how I deceived him to make him believe I would work with him and no longer with you.
And you know how I feel about that.
But I know his mind, Kondo. He believes all women are sentimental fools.
I tried to tell you that, Naji.
By then it had been done, Kondo. You will not misunderstand if I...
You know I won't.
I want you to see why I spoke to him at last of black magic.
What is it, Naji?
I said that I had found you interested only to finish your work here and then return to India. He thought I meant you were not interested in me.
But you know better than that, don't you?
Kondo, I cannot... He believed at once that I was angry with you because of this.
Naji, my darling.
Oh, no, Kondo, no. You said you would not misunderstand.
You wouldn't listen to me before I went to India. Haven't you had enough time to change your mind?
Come on down this way, Betty.
Please, Kondo.
Come on, Mom.
Dorothy will think.
I hope she will. Do you know this is the first time I've been alone with you since...
I cannot listen to you. I've told you long ago, Kondo.
But that was long ago.
No, I say no.
You can't put me off forever, you know.
You don't know what you say.
Naji.
Kondo, I am not...
Darling, don't. All right. I'll say no more about it tonight.
I must tell you about the black magic. I cannot have you believe I would betray you for Roxor.
I know that. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, but I must. Roxor said a thing that made me think Dorothy's husband was in the tunnel. So I went into the ancient, the crypt under my house. where the forbidden things have been for countless centuries. I opened the door, and almost at once I found the drawing of the tunnel.
So that priestess was a woman of your own family.
Oriunda. Dorothy saw her there.
A figure of her. That's what I wanted to tell you.
And I was trying to help your sister.
She's all right now. You know what I mean.
Is it true? The incantation? Oh, yes, Chandu.
She doesn't remember anything about it. It's just as if it had never happened.
The world is free of Oriunda's wickedness. Oh, it is so wonderful a thing. It must be true.
It is true. And, Nadje, there's something else. You know, I told you the other day that Ahmed had found a messenger of Roxor's and brought his papers to me.
But the drawings were not among them.
No, but look at this. I bought it from a fellow in the bazaar this afternoon. It was just a piece of paper to him. Look, right there.
Who is it, Chandu?
It's a picture of Robert. There's absolutely no doubt about it now. He didn't go down with that ship.
Oh, can you be sure it is his photograph?
Oh, of course I haven't seen him for years, but he looks exactly as he did when I saw him last.
This is in a small boat.
It's a lifeboat.
But who would be using a camera at such a time?
Look at it closely. It's a faded print, but still... You see there, in the corner? Just a bit of sandy beach.
A man on the shore.
Yes. The war in Europe had just begun. Someone came down to watch the landing of a boatload of survivors from a torpedoed ship. He had a camera and...
And in some way, the photograph was preserved for you to see.
Nadje, do you really believe Roxor knows where Robert is?
I know he must. If you had seen his face...
But the last time, then last thing he wants is to have me find Robert. So it can't be Roxor who sent me the picture.
No, Chandru. One of the men he has beaten down has found a way to you.
It must be.
It is so strange. When I said to Roxor that day before you came to Egypt that it was Regent who still stood in his way, I was not sure. I knew there must be someone.
Yes, I see.
But at the time, even when he cried out Regent's name, I thought it might be a delusion.
Roxor is mad for power. You know, Nadje, he's like Hitler in some ways. His rages, his cunning...
Pitting one man against another and then destroying them both. Oh, don't speak of it.
Let's call Dorothy and tell her about the picture.
She does not know of it?
No. I know what it's going to mean to her, and I wanted to be sure that... Well, I'll tell her now. Dorothy!
One or two?
No, just your mother, dear. Dorothy!
Yes, Frank?
Come here, will you?
Well, we might as well move our things up here, don't you think? No, I feel as if I was born with a flashlight in my hand.
Well, you can turn it off now. The candles do very well. But, Dot, there's something...
You look very odd. What's the matter?
I've had news of Robert.
Must be bad news.
Well, not entirely. I have definite proof that Robert wasn't drowned on the Athenian. Here, I'll hold a candle so you can see it.
Robert. He looks just the same. He hasn't changed at all.
It's not a new picture, Dot.
What?
See how faded it is?
Oh. Oh, it's so like him. That little half smile and his hair rumpled with the wind. He hated having his picture taken. I had to talk and talk to get him to have one made for me when we were married. Maybe he had this one made for me, too. To show me he was all right after the ship sank.
I hadn't thought of that.
But he didn't send it. He wasn't all right. Or where is he now?
Chandu does not like to tell you.
Then
we do not know.
And where did the picture come from?
A man who was waiting for me in the bazaar this afternoon. But he was only a messenger.
First Robert's ring on that storyteller's hand, and now this. Someone must know where he is.
Dad, who knew Robert was sailing for home when he went?
I don't know, Frank. Some of the other scientists he'd been with, I suppose. That von Boden, maybe. I didn't know their names.
Von Boden? Look at that picture, Dot. Is he in it?
I've never seen him, Frank.
Oh, I remember you told me. But he's our only link with those drawings of Robert's.
Who is this man von Boden, Chandu?
All we know is that he's the only man who suspected what Robert's experiments were.
And Robert left instructions that the records of them were to be burned so von Boden wouldn't get them.
He must be one of Roxor's men.
What?
Yes, it's possible. He could have known Robert was sailing. Suppose at the last moment... Just suppose Robert was pulled out of the water by von Boden, or Some other agent of Roxar's.
But they said Robert wasn't in any of the lifeboats. And that boat in the picture...
Well, all the lifeboats weren't accounted for, Dot. You know that.
Then where has he been all this time?
Well, he surely wouldn't trust Van Boden enough to... I wonder, though.
You wonder what?
If he'd deliberately go with him to find out whether Van Boden's experiments had succeeded, after all.
But 9 years.
Yes, I know. Still, that piece of a letter we found sounded as if he'd go to any lengths to dissuade Van Boden.
He'd have gone with him. I know Robert. And there's only one reason why he's never come home. He can't.
I'm sorry to say I think you've hit it, Dot. And that means Roxar.
It must be so. Roxar needs the work of scientists. And he will stop at nothing.
We'll have to stop him. We'll begin with...
Mother, Uncle Frank, come see what we found.
In a few minutes, Betty.
No, come on now. Uncle Frank, this will really send you. It's out of this world.
They cannot have found...
Well, let's go and see. We've done all we can here today, anyway. Bob, where are you?
They must be right here in the corridor somewhere. Betty!
There's no place for them to hide if that's what they're up to.
Is that a door across there?
No, it looks like it, but it's just a decoration.
Oh, but look, there in the corner of it. It's Betty's handkerchief. Wait, it's caught, see?
One of the burial rooms.
And they had to hit upon the spring that opened it.
Then they're inside, shut in there.
Bob! Betty! Can you hear me?
Before our program started this evening, we told you how wonderfully easy White King made the washing of heavy clothes like overalls and work shirts in your washing machine. I wonder if that might have given you the idea. White King was only for the heavy washing you have to do. Why, of course, that isn't so. Say, your finest tablecloths and napkins, your daintiest lingerie, the fragile and lovely things you have to wash, White King Granulated takes care of them safely, gently, and we think as no other soap has ever done. There are reasons, of course, but aren't you kind of tired of hearing reasons all day long? Millions and millions and millions of packages of White King are sold. Each means that some lady has found this soap, the one that helps her most. Listen, we say you'll like it. No, we'll say more than that. You'll love White King. Until tomorrow night, when perhaps you have tried White King, good night. Chandu the Magician is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.